Monday, Arvo and Triple M around WA. It is the drive home. It's Cliff, and I thank this gentleman for his time because it is a big political day in Western Australia. From the West, you'll be able to read his stuff online and, of course, in the paper as well. And it just so happened that it was a week that we didn't have Joe, you know, sort of on the roster, but here he is, Joe Spagnolo, talking about the departure of one Mark McGowan. Hello, mate. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, it's... Look, it's a surprise. I mean, I don't know if you recall, but I wrote a column in November last year.
Yes, indeed.
The headline of the column said, "Is McGowan looking for an exit strategy?" And I said, and I quote from the column at the time, and it says, "Surely there must be the temptation to go out on top instead of doing a Barnett and staying on too long and then being booted out of government." And I did have a shall we say, just a gut feeling, certainly no knowledge that McGowan was going. And then when I caught up with McGowan end of last year for my usual end-of-year interview, I actually posed it to him. I said, can you give us a cast-iron guarantee you'll stay on and contest the election? He said, yes, barring some catastrophe. So between December and now, he's obviously changed his mind.
Yeah, look, it's a biggie. And one of the things that he said was that he was tired. He said, very tired. In fact, I'm exhausted. I can understand that. And I don't know why I did it to myself. I went and had a look at some of the Twitter comments from the brilliance of the Twitter sphere. But, you know, some people were going, hey, thanks for looking after us. It's been great. Others, there was one person who said, best decision you've ever made, mate. But how do you think the state is going to look at this now? Obviously, there are political lines, and I'm that side of the fence, that side of the fence for someone over there, etc., etc. But as a whole, and when they write the history books, what are they going to say?
Look, I think if we're going to talk legacy, right? If we're going to talk legacy today, you've obviously got to talk about COVID. You've got to talk about the fact that certainly in regards to, you know, let's say the way the state was able to isolate from the rest of the nation, we kept our mining industry going, the economy remained strong, and of course, we had, one death is too many, but we didn't have a significant number of deaths or, you know, people in hospital or, you know, emergency with COVID. So I think you've got to remember him as the premier who led us through a pandemic. You've got to give him credit for that, and you've got to give him credit whether you agree with the lockdowns or, you know, barricading ourselves from the rest of the world. You know, I think most people would say that we did, you know, continue as a state, etc. So I think that's one of the things. But I also think that he would be very proud of the way he left the economy. You know, we just covered the state budget. You know, we're talking about another $4 billion, surplus for this financial year, state debt. You know, look, it never got to, like, let's say a 20 bill figure, but around the $30 billion. I think he'd be rather proud of that as well. So I think you needed to see, I mean, and some of the things that he's been involved in or his government, like there's some big projects which won't come to fruition yet. You know, I'm talking about there's a new university in the, you know, Edith Cowan, in the heart of the city. There's an Aboriginal cultural centre being spoken about. There's a new kids' hospital that will be eventually built at out at Fiona Stanley. So, look, in terms of bricks and mortar, and there's still a rail line, many rail line projects which are yet to be completed or start, I think that legacy is still a long way away. But at the moment, I think you'd remember him for COVID and a very strong economy.
Is it a case of come on down Roger Cook, or do you think Amber Jane Sanderson might be in the frame?
Look, they will be, I think it will be out of those two. I know that Rita Sapioti would have loved it, but I think Rita won't be in contention for that. Look, it'll be out of Sanderson and Cook. Health is such a hard gig. I mean, no matter who does it, and I've covered politics in Perth for almost 20 years now, and 40 years in journalism, whoever does health always struggles in regards to getting positive press, et cetera, et cetera. So when Roger Cook was health minister, he copped it, probably maybe not hard enough. Maybe the media wasn't hard enough on him, because we kind of were in that COVID period. Amber Jade certainly is copying it for various things in health. So they're both, I'm going to use the word tainted, but at the same time, it's appreciated that they're both clever, well-performed, you know, kind of, you know, ministers. So, look, they're both from the left faction. It'll be out of those two. If you're asking me for a cheeky bet, I'd go Roger Cook.
Nor would I. Yep, I think so. Mate, I know you're busy. Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate that. We'll let you get back to the computer and have a good night tonight. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir, mate.
Take care. That is Joe Spagnuolo on Triple M, The Drive Home. If you've got any thoughts, you can get us on the text line 0400 97 400. The Drive Home continues on Triple M.